Blog Talk Radio.
All right. Oh, yeah. Okay, everybody come just come around this piano here. Yeah, this little thing is kind of Andre style. Let's just hold on. Listen.
Taste and see that the Lord is good. You've tried everything that you thought you could. Oh, taste and see that His love is real. Open up right now. Let your heart be filled.
Just turn and see
that the
This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his holy name together. Let us enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and let us enter into his holy courts with praise. Hallelujah. Good morning, everyone. You're listening to the Spirit Alive Praise and Worship Experience for this Sunday. Hallelujah. March 21st, 2021. Hallelujah. Now, I am Bishop Cook. I am the woman of God of this assembly. Hallelujah. But I am always joined by my beautiful Spirit Alive family in the persons of Mother Shirley Snyder Mitchell, Minister Tina Brown, hallelujah, our speaker of the hour today, Evangelist Michelle Scott, hallelujah, Apostle Zeta Flowers, our beautiful sister, Sister Gladys, we love you, sweetheart, and of course we have Apostle and Prophetess Holloway in the house with us this morning. Glory to God. Now, you can listen to us each and every Sunday morning at 9 a.m. Pacific, at 11 a.m. Central, and 12 noon Eastern Standard Time. And right now, we're going to ask Prophetess Kathleen Holloway to open us in prayer. Amen.
Thank you, Father God. We just lift you up this morning. We magnify your name. We thank you, Father God, for doing what you do. Miracles, miracles, miracles today, Father God. And God,
Lord,
we just ask that you would bless the program. Those that are listening, Father God, all around the world, that yoke will
Jesus
be destroyed, Father God.
That healings
will take place. In the name of Jesus, your son. Father God, we thank you for touching the speaker of the hour. In the name of Jesus, that you will bring forth your word with power and your anointing.
Lord God,
that will destroy works of bondage. Father God, open our ears that we will hear, Father God. Give us an ear to hear what your spirit is saying to us today,
Jesus.
God, in the name of Jesus. And Father God, anoint every song that's played, every word
you, Lord,
that is spoken from each person, God, in the name of Jesus. Yes. Father God, bless Bishop Cook, who is over the program, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you continue to anoint her for your glory. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for it all, and we give you the glory.
Yes.
For it's not our power or our might, but it's by your spirit. Father, we thank you. We give
thank
you the
you,
praise,
Lord,
the glory, and the honor. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Beautiful. Just beautiful. Thank you.
Use me, now, Lord. Here I am. Use me. Oh, Lord.
Wonderful Williams brothers singing, "Use Me, Lord." It is now time for this morning's meditational reading. And each and every Sunday morning, we are blessed to have my mother and the mother of this assembly, Mother Shirley Snyder Mitchell, come and share with us, hallelujah, a beautiful devotion from the powerful devotional written by Pastor Joseph Prince entitled "Destined to Reign." So my brothers and my sisters, please give your undivided attention now to Mother Shirley Snyder Mitchell. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Bishop. I'm available. The meditational reading comes from the devotional "Destined to Reign," as Bishop has said, by Pastor Joseph Prince. The powerful lesson from this devotional reads as follows. Today's lesson is entitled, "Live the Much More Life," coming from Romans 5 and 17. And it reads, "For if by the one man's offense death reigns through the one, much more those who receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness will reign in life through the one, Jesus Christ." Now, when God created man, he did not intend for man to grow old, become weak and powerless, suffer diseases, and die. First the physical death, then the second or eternal death. God never meant for man to go through all these and for death to reign. But because of one man's offense, that man being Adam, death reigns. The ultimate death is the second or eternal death in the lake of fire. Before this death is physical death. Before physical death, you have diseases and illnesses. Now, not all diseases and illnesses lead to death, but they are manifestations of death. One step before death and illness is tiredness, weakness, and powerlessness, which are signs and symptoms of death. Now, all these are forms of death. As you can see, death reigns. As you resign to the fact that death can strike whoever, whenever, and wherever it wishes, are you allowing death to reign in your life and in the lives of your loved ones? Are you allowing God's word to tell you the truth about death? For if by the one man's offense death reigned through the one, much more, and I'm going to say that again, much more, thank God for the much more, that what Jesus, the last Adam, did is much more and far greater than what the first Adam did. We are those who have received the abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness. Therefore, our much more is that we will reign in life through Jesus Christ, enemy. He came to destroy death and give us eternal life. And the more we walk in the grace of God and his righteousness, the more we will reign in life. The more we believe in his grace or undeserved favor, and the more we know that we have been made righteous by his blood and not our good behavior, the more we will reign over all forms of death. May the Lord add blessings and favor upon the readers, hearers, and especially the doers of his holy and righteous word. The thought for the day: the more we believe in his grace, the more we will reign over all forms of death. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Is moving right now. You are still showing up at the tomb of every Lazarus. Your voice is calling me out. And right now, I know you're able. And my God, come through again. You
to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. It is now prayer time here at the Spirit Alive Praise and Worship Experience. And this is a time where we come together as a family on one accord, hallelujah, in one spirit and one faith, standing in the gap for our brothers and sisters all over this world. Hallelujah. This is a time when we lift up those that are lost, those that are sick, those that are hurting. We lift up everything that the Holy Spirit places in us to pray about. And on this morning, I am going to ask that evangelist Kathy Horton come forward and lead us in this morning's prayer. Amen.
Amen. God bless you, saints, and all that's listening. I thank God for this day. Let's put our minds on Jesus and move forth in him, and that he opens our mind and we receive his word this day in Jesus' name. Father, thank you. Thank you for this opportunity to come before you. For your words, if you have made yourself accessible to us, and thank you for that. Thank you for your love and your kindness. Thank you for your son, Jesus, who has made this possible. Now, Father, I ask you to bless this ministry right now in the name of Jesus, that you use it according to your will and your purpose, that you bless,
yes, Lord.
Bishop Cook in the name of Jesus, that you continue to use her to glorify you and your word, and those hear this word and hear this broadcast and be saved. Father, I ask you to bless the speaker that's going to speak this day in the name of Jesus. Use it to your, use this person to your glory. Hallelujah. And
yes,
let your word,
Lord,
go forth, that it may draw sinners near and far. Hallelujah. And they go forth and be the righteousness of you. I ask you to bless those right now, the sick and shut in. Father, they need you right now. Work a miracle and heal their bodies. Even to the point that,
yes,
Lord, doctors, and they get to see a miracle for themselves, but they cannot say,
yes,
medicine has done,
yes,
this, but only,
yes,
you, the hand of God, has done this for this individual, these people, in the name of Jesus. Those, Lord, who are desperate, and those who are depressed, those are in need, Father, right now. I ask you to intervene. Intervene, Father, in Jesus' name. Whatever is holding them or hindering them, I ask you to loose it. In the name of,
yes,
Jesus,
Lord,
that your hand,
please,
goes forth,
Lord,
and set them free in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
set their mind,
Lord,
free. Those who are having mental problems in the name of Jesus, that,
yes,
you bind that spirit that is holding them back in Jesus' name.
Yes, Lord.
In Jesus' name. Those who have children,
yes,
that have gone astray, Father, in the name of Jesus, bring them home. Bring those prodigal sons and daughters back home in the name of Jesus. For they were not raised to be in the world, but they was raised in your house. Mm-hmm. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, bring them back home to you in Jesus' name. And not only that, when you bring them back, let them bring somebody. Let them bring forth their heart,
yeah,
in the name of,
hallelujah,
Jesus. In the name of,
yeah,
Jesus. And, Lord, let,
yeah,
all of us that are listening to this broadcast be fruitful witnesses and bring,
yeah,
in our hearts in the name of Jesus. In the name,
yes,
of,
Lord,
Jesus. And we live according to what we preach.
Yes.
In the name,
yes,
of Jesus.
We do.
Not just behind,
yes,
closed door, but every day.
Every day
in the,
Lord,
name of Jesus.
Yes,
help,
sir,
us to grow in you. Help us to speak your word. Help us to be a light in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
those,
Lord,
who are,
yes, Lord,
in drug trafficking and those who are on the
street.
Yes,
touch,
mercy,
user, Lord.
Mercy. Mercy, Father, mercy on them.
Yes,
mercy,
Lord,
those,
God,
who are home,
have mercy.
Have mercy on them, Father. Fix,
yes,
the, fix the situation. And again, intervene. Let them be.
Yes,
let them,
Lord,
know you for who you are in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
for as,
Jesus,
they will call on you in the time of need.
Yes,
for your,
Lord,
word says you would do,
yes,
so, and we're standing and believing. Father,
oh,
we would,
yes,
not be,
God,
praying if we didn't believe. Our prayer was being answered right now.
Glory,
yes, hallelujah, right now in the name of Jesus. Father,
yes,
I just lift you up in praise because you're worthy to be praised. You're worthy,
yes,
to be praised.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you for your blessings. Hallelujah.
Yes,
thank you for,
Lord,
your blessing. Thank you for your benefit. Thank you for your love.
Yes, Jesus.
Thank you for the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you. Thank you for this day. And let us go forth,
yes,
in this day according to your will and according to your purpose. In the name of Jesus. Bless our politicians, Lord. Make yourself,
yes,
real. Don't shake them,
Jesus,
up. Don't let them be comfortable.
Touch
in their,
Jesus,
mess.
Touch,
don't let them be comfortable,
yes,
in their mess. In,
yes,
the name,
yes,
our,
Lord,
local government, our state government, and our federal government. In the,
yes,
name,
Lord,
of Jesus. Shake them up.
In the name,
shake,
of
them,
Jesus,
up. In Jesus' name. Father, again, thank you for your blessings, and thank you for hearing our prayers. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Let the Church of God say amen. Amen. Hallelujah. That was what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. Hallelujah.
Joyful, joyful Lord, we adore thee. God of glory, Lord of love. Heart unfold like flowers before thee. Hail thee as the sun above. Fill the clouds of sin and sadness, drive the dark of doubt away. Giver of reward so gladly, fill us with a love.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. Good morning. I would like to say good morning, good morning, good morning to all of our listeners. I want to thank all of you that are listening via your computers and that are hitting me up in my inbox, letting me know that you're listening. God bless you. For all of you that are in the chat rooms, God bless you. Hallelujah. We are so glad that you are here with us this morning, and we just pray that you are being blessed, hallelujah, so that you will be empowered to live a more abundant life. It is now time for this morning's message. And saints of God, our speaker of the hour, what can I say? First of all, she is a humble servant of the Lord. She is a beautiful mother and a living example of Proverbs 31. She is striving for perfection in the Heavenly Father. And this morning, she is prepared to come to us and bring us a Rhema word by the power of His Holy Spirit. So my brothers and sisters, if you have not already done so, please retrieve your Bibles. Get something to write with and write on, and prepare to receive a banquet from our this morning speaker, Evangelist Michelle Scott. Amen.
Thank you, Bishop. The moment of prayer. If we could all bow our heads. O most gracious God, I come before your throne asking that you remove me from self, Lord God, and take this body of clay and breathe on it, that it may be freed from self and open to receive your Holy Spirit. Lord God, fill my cup and let it overflow with your Holy Spirit, Father God, so that I may be able to reach your people through your word today. I humbly ask in Jesus' name, amen. Now, there's a word. So if you would turn with me to the book of John 3:16-17. That's the book of John 3:16-17. King James Version, and it reads as follows. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. 17, for God sent not his Son into the world to be condemned, to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. If I had to title this message, I name it, if God has done everything for you, what have you done for him lately?
Amen.
Another thing, now we've started off saying that God has sent Jesus into the world, not to condemn it, but to save it. But another thing that God has done was that he went away to prepare a place for us, as stated in John 14:2, for many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, ye shall be also. That's letting us know that we have something to look for in the future. Jesus Christ died. That's something that he done for us. He died for us, and he rose from the dead, having knocked down death, and rose up again after 3 days. And nobody has ever done this before. Nobody. Our Jesus has given salvation to, our Jesus has given us salvation. God has come to save all of us. He's given us courage and strength so we can trust in him and not be afraid, because the Lord is our strength. God has given us of himself, and many spiritual gifts are given individually. Does he owe us anything else? I think not. But have you ever felt like God owed you something more?
don't feel bad if you have. Many people have felt like God owes them something more, like maybe a bigger house or a bigger apartment or a nicer car, a better spouse, a stronger health. I myself have fallen on illness many times, so I can see how one might feel like that. Maybe you wanted a better job, or maybe you just want to actually like the job that you have, instead of just going somewhere that you really regret to go. We live in a time of entitlement. Everyone feels like he or she is entitled to whatever he or she wants. They see it as they want it, so give it to me now. Everybody wants things right now. But unless we fall into this mentality, let's stop and think about just what God has already given us. He's given us so much, or what he's truly have already done. He's done so much in our lives, we must stop for a moment and think about the things that he's done. Sometimes we have been in a situation where we can't see our way out, and we've come to our wit's end. We have exhausted all of our connections, and we've hit a brick, and we want to call it quits. When from out of nowhere, we receive a phone call or we run into someone, and
come on,
the need is met. It's met in completion. Uh-huh. You might have needed $1,000. $1,000 is met in completion. God's showing us favor. He sent that person our way. He placed them right in front of us. See, this is what we call that old saying, he may not come when you want him, but he's right on time. Now in Isaiah 12:2, it reads, behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. For the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song. He also has become my salvation. See, God has come to save us. We must trust in him and not be afraid. The Lord God is our strength and our song. He has given us victory in all things. Now, from this verse alone, we can see five things. God has given us those who had five things that God has given those who love him. One is salvation. God has come to save us. I will trust in him and not be afraid. Three, strength. The Lord God is my strength. Four, a song. The Lord is my song. Five, victory. He has given me victory. I look at this list and see that God has covered everything. He's given us eternal life, and it's hard to top that. But if only we just give him our life, eternal life is ours. He's given us courage to face whatever comes our way. He's given us strength to do whatever he calls us to do in our lives. He's given us a song that's only ours to sing. He's even in the darkest hours, we have that song that's buried deep in our heart. Haven't you ever sung that song when you're down and out and you're hurting and pain, and that song comes to mind? Everybody has that one special song.
I'm always really in need.
So I ask again, does God owe us anything? Again, I say, I think not.
Nope.
We owe him everything. Now, the question lies, what have we done for Jesus lately? Some may say, well, I've joined the church. Well, that's you giving, that you gave your life. No, you didn't give your life to God. You joined the church.
Yeah, you joined the building.
Our lives,
come on,
sis. Already, in Hebrews 2:10-1, in the contemporary English version, everything already belongs to God. So when you join the church, you join the church. God wants you to join him. If Jesus asked us the same question that I asked in the beginning, what would you answer? Have you led anyone to Christ?
Have you prayed for any lost souls today? Have you tried to lead anyone to a better life within Jesus Christ's body? Think of something that you could do to help someone live a better life in Jesus Christ. Have you ever tried to feed the sick or feed the hungry? Have you ever tried to help someone with spiritual guidance? Have you ever tried to volunteer to a program in your neighborhood or with your church? Have you ever tried to visit the elderly or make copies in a homeless shelter for someone or cook in a church or a shelter? Anything that would help a person or people in need, God is pleased. When we're helping each other, we're showing kindness to one another through our words of encouragement.
Yes.
When we send out uplifting cards to one another, we send out cards to the sick and shut in. You never know the sunshine that you're bringing into that person's life. They could have been down all week, all month, and then they receive a card from out of nowhere, just like that money, or when you were at your wit's end and God sent you that blessing. That card is coming just in the nick of time, or that plate of food is coming in the nick of time.
Yes, Lord.
Son or daughter that's coming to share or read a story to that elderly person, or coming and knocking on the door and cutting their grass for them because they're not able to cut their own grass. Those are good things, and God is well pleased. Ask God to use you, as the song said, in any way he sees fit. Ask him to use you and fill you with his light, as the song said. Now, we may not be able to give our life as Jesus did, or give money like some are, or take people into our homes, but because we are children of God, we are able to give a cheerful smile, a free, friendly hello, a upbeat hello, or a wave. You can put a smile on your face instead of frowning. All of those things are things that we can do to brighten up others' lives. We are children of God, and we should walk around with our heads up high, not with them down, frowning and being harsh to people. We should be kind to one another, loving one another, showing our light so that others would be more welcoming to come to us, come into our light. Let our light shine so others will know that we're ready to receive them. Because when you're standing and you look unwelcoming, people won't want to walk up to you. God is well pleased. These are all things that we can do. I'm sure if you take the time and you pray to God, he will enlighten you with other things that you could do. Take the time and ask Jesus. Sit in your quiet space and pray. And I'm sure if you get a pen and paper, he'll give you the ideas that you can write down. May God's heart smile. Make God's heart smile. Show him that you love and care about him. People just ask him for things all the time, but they never ask him the one thing. What does he want them to do for him? People are always begging and asking God, give me, but they never ask God, what does he need of them? Take the time out and ask God, what does he need of you? I'm sure you'll be able to find something along your way. Ask God to open your heart and help that neighbor that's sick and shut in. Ask God to open your heart and help that single mother or that single father that lives next door to you, or maybe even down the street. I pray that this message was able to help someone along their way who will be able to help God to uplift and bring more people to Christ. In Jesus' name, amen.
Oh, amen. Short, sweet, to the point. Hallelujah. What have you done for God lately? He's done everything for us. Hallelujah. See, hallelujah, if you taste and see, when you really taste and see, hallelujah, just how good the Lord is, let me tell you something. You will be saying, Lord, use me. If you can use anyone, you can use me. Use me. Because I know that you can do all things but fail. So I'm going to give you the glory. Right now, we're going to ask another mighty woman of God to come forth. Hallelujah. And she is going to now do our call of salvation. And then following that, I'm going to ask Minister Anthony Brooks to do to pray for the new convert. So right now, I'm going to ask our very own, hallelujah, highly esteemed and much beloved Mother Apostle Zeta Flowers to come forth and do a call of salvation in her own way. Amen. Good morning, Apostle.
Good morning. Good morning. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. What a beautiful.
You hit mute, Mother Apostle. Come back. Well, Lord
all
Jesus,
that you have done.
Yes.
We thank you for what you have done on this day. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And this morning, Lord, we just pray again for souls. Hallelujah. We pray, Lord, that lives have been touched from the message. Hallelujah. And we thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for salvation. Because it is because of you, hallelujah, that we all have an opportunity to be saved. And we heard in the message today, hallelujah, about what you came to do. Hallelujah. It was all about us. And we thank you for it. Hallelujah. So we pray for souls this morning. We pray for a mighty harvest. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. We pray for those, hallelujah, that have accepted you. And we pray
yes.
for those that yet will, hallelujah, because of the message that they have heard on this day. Praise God. And we just thank you. We thank you, hallelujah, for new souls. We thank
yes.
you for them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we thank you for how you are going to embedder their lives. Hallelujah.
Yes, Jesus.
And how
thank
you're going
you,
to use them. Hallelujah. For your will and for your glory. And we thank you for it in Jesus' holy and righteous name. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. And if you don't know what you need to do to give your life to Christ, it's very simple. You don't have to dress up and go into a building. You don't have to wait for the preacher to call you forth. Jesus is already calling you forth. And all you have to do is answer the door, because he's standing at the door of your heart and he's knocking. And he wants you to allow him to come in so that he can be your Lord and Savior. And all you have to do in order for that to happen is to go to him and confess with your mouth that you are a sinner, but you believe that he is the Son of the living God. Hallelujah. And you believe according to his word that you are confessing with your mouth and believing in your heart that Jesus is the Son of God and God raised him from the dead, you are saved. But all you have to do is say, Lord Jesus, I'm a sinner. Come into my life and save me for your name's sake. Father God, come into my life and use me. Make me, mold me for your glory. Lord, I'm tired of doing things my way. And now I want to learn how to be used by you. Teach me, fill me, grow me up in who you are and what you want me to be. And I pray this in Jesus' name. You got to put that in Jesus' name on there because that's the stamp. Hallelujah and amen. At this time, I'm going to ask Minister Anthony Brooks to just come forth and say a prayer over those who just accepted Jesus. We got to get our men busy up in here, and then I'm going to open it up so you can put your praise on it. So Minister Anthony, please pray for the new converts as I ask. Amen.
Yes, Bishop. Praise God. Praise Father in heaven in Yeshua's name. We come to you humbly, Father, praising you and thanking you for every bit of good that you are. We can't comprehend the greatness, your greatness, and how wonderful you've been to each one of us. And no matter what we do, we can never do enough. But you know our hearts, and as long as we continue to seek you and search you out, that you have us in your bosom. We thank you also, especially now, for those who have turned their hearts over to you, given
yes,
their eternal
Lord,
lives over
you.
To you. We thank you. We know the angels are celebrating right now
yes,
for all
Lord.
Of you that have come into this kingdom, the eternal kingdom of joy, eternal happiness,
yes,
eternal
Jesus.
Peace.
Thank you, Lord.
And we thank you. Things may not always go well here in this earth, but we know the things of this world are temporary. And to be in the kingdom of heaven, with the kingdom of heaven, the
yes.
Almighty is the best, is the greatest. So
yes,
we're in agreement with all of you who are new converts. We're with you, our brothers and sisters. We're one now. And
yes.
we know that no man can do any harm to us. Nothing this earth has, this world has, is greater than what goes in the kingdom of heaven, and that we now are privy to all these wonderful eternal gifts. And
yes.
praise Father God, and to know that you have support, encouragement, and love in this ministry, not just talk, but action.
Yes.
So being in the kingdom means that you're with us too, Spirit Alive Network, where you find love, where you find peace, where you find comfort, where you find kindness and mercy and compassion.
Yes,
of the
Jesus,
Spirit.
Thank you.
So we praise you and thank you, Father God, for bringing more people to the fold. In Jesus'
yes.
name.
Yes. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, my dear brother. Thank you so much. All right. Now we come to my favorite part of the worship service where we can all come together and worship in spirit and in truth. So right now, if you would like to put your praise on it, you would like to encourage our beautiful speaker today because she did bring one powerful message just the way I like it, short, sweet, and to the point. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Press your one. And I will address you by your area code and the last four digits of your phone number. And if you're in our chat room and you would like to say hallelujah or just encourage our speaker of the day, let's love on her, y'all. It's time to love on our speaker, love on the Lord through loving on our speaker and just praising God for this message. Now, we have a very special guest in the house this morning. We have First Lady, hallelujah, Yvetta Thomas in the house, and she just is always a joy. She's came and brought us messages that were powerful. We just want her to have a word and just say good morning to everyone. Good morning, First Lady.
Good morning. Am I on?
Yes, you are.
Oh, praise God. Listen, I didn't know if I would get a chance to because, you know, my husband's church is coming on very shortly.
Amen.
But I saw it on the Facebook and I said, let me just jump on here because I knew I was going to hear something that was going to bless my soul. The
yes.
prayer was wonderful. The songs, the word, the music that I heard was wonderful. The preached word was wonderful. Sister Azeda's prayer, the gentleman who just prayed, it's just all good. And I'm just so glad I was able to jump on. Thank you for giving me an opportunity to speak.
Amen. God bless you, First Lady. God bless you. Hallelujah. We have some more beautiful and special folks in the house this morning. Hallelujah. And we just want to give them an opportunity to speak. Of course, we are always going to allow Mother Mattie Scott to have a word because she is highly esteemed. And although she is a faithful servant at Good Shepherd, I still see her as one of the mothers of this ministry. So this morning, we are going to allow her to have a word. God bless you, Mother Mattie. Come on in the room and let the Lord have his way.
God bless you too, Bishop Cook. God bless you. Love you. God bless you, Evangelist Michelle Scott. Love you. Love everybody at Spirit Alive, Apostle Zeta, God bless you, love you. The lady, first lady that just spoke, God bless you, love you. And the gentleman that spoke as well, God bless him, love him as well. I tell you,
amen.
Evangelist Scott, she really preached the word. God bless
yes,
her.
She
the
did.
Lord is using her. The Lord is using her. I tell you, I have to say, if you tune in with a bowed down head, anything going on in your life that may be drama, I tell you, the word that she preached this morning, give you strength. I mean, I could feel God's spirit.
Yes.
Even in my heart. Like I said the other
Hallelujah.
Day, it gives me a new song in my heart, a new song in my soul, because I know God is real. God is real because I can feel him
yes.
in my soul. And I mean, Evangelist Michelle Scott, she really preached the word.
She
blessed us all because it was a powerful sermon to see God sits high and he looked low. God knows
yeah,
his saints.
Yeah.
And we, as his saints, we know God. And God knows his sheep. And we, as his sheep, we know his voice. And God knows his sheep. And Jesus Christ, King Jesus is the good shepherd. Because there's
yes,
no shepherd
is.
No better than him.
Come on,
and he looks
it's
after
all
his
right.
sheep. He looks after his sheep.
It's
and
all
I just
right.
thank him. I thank him for all that he done. You're right, Evangelist Michelle Scott. What have we done for God lately?
Oh,
he does everything for us. He blesses us with everything. What have
yes.
we done for God lately? I tell you, use me, Lord, for your will and your way, Lord. It's
yes,
all about
ma'am.
You and your son. Lord, for you
yes,
I live,
Lord.
Lord, for you I die. And I thank you, Lord. I thank you.
The gospel is the good news. Oh, Lord, I thank you right now. God say, I am that I am, that I am, that I am. God say, I am Alpha, I am Omega, I am the beginning, and I am the end. Psalm 121 says, I will look to the hills from whence cometh my help, coming from the Lord.
I made the heavens and the earth. Oh, when you know, you better hurry up and tell somebody. You better run and tell everybody about the good news. And the good news is the gospel of Jesus Christ. Let your light shine. The song say, I'm going to let my light shine. Let your light
yes,
shine
ma'am.
Everywhere you go. And let the Lord shine through you. Let the Lord shine through you. Let
amen.
His light shine through you everywhere you,
you
go.
Lord.
I just thank
amen.
Him. I just thank him because he sits high
Hallelujah.
And he looks low.
Holy
I look all around, up and down. There's nobody no greater than God.
That's
There's
right.
nobody no greater than Jesus. And I just thank him for all that he's done for me because he didn't have to do it. But he did. And I just
Hallelujah.
Thank him. I just thank him. Yes, Lord, I thank him. Jesus hung, bled, and died. But that the story don't end there. Jesus raised in 3 days. Jesus was raised from the dead in 3 days. Jesus lives. We serve a risen Savior. Jesus lives.
Yes, we do, Mother. Amen.
They couldn't kill him. He laid his life down. And a good shepherd laid his life down for his sheep. Jesus lives. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Everybody up in here should be falling out right now. This is a time to praise the Lord. We're not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ up in here. We're going to praise him like today is our last, because for all we know, it might be our last. So we better praise him while the blood is still running warm in our veins. We better praise him like we have never praised him before. Why? Because he is doing more for us than he has ever done before. He is keeping us like he has never never kept us before. He is blessing us like he has never blessed us before. Because even through COVID, even through this pandemic and all the chaos, God has given us peace. He's given us joy. He's given us provision. He has never left us nor forsaken us. So we need to be praising of us up in here this morning. Minister Tina, come on up in the room and show them how it's done. Hallelujah.
Woo, hallelujah. Praise God. What a beautiful message. Thank you so much, Evangelist Scott. Thank you so much, Bishop Shirlene Cook. And thank you to all of our Spirit Alive family. What a beautiful message. What have we done for the Lord lately? I really love that. And I love that we are able to bless other people because we love the Lord. It's just something that totally fills my spirit. So thank you so much, and God bless you all.
Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Anybody else? Come on now. You can put your praise on it. Press your one. Hallelujah. And I will bring you on into the house. Hallelujah. So you can praise the Lord with the rest of us because, hallelujah, when the praises go up, the blessings come down. Hallelujah. Well, right now, hallelujah, we have plenty of time to praise today. So we're going to praise him. And I mean, we're going to praise him. Let's shake the foundation. Hallelujah. Let's help somebody shake some stuff loose. Let's help somebody pull down some strongholds. Let's help somebody get a breakthrough today. Hallelujah. Let's bless the people of God today. Let's bless the sinner man today. Hallelujah. Let's bless God today by giving him the, hallelujah, unadulterated praise. So I'm going to ask, hallelujah, that prophetess Kathleen Holloway and Apostle Holloway come back in the room and give us a word. Hallelujah. Just give us a praise this morning because I know you heard something to praise God about. Hallelujah. Come on in the room, Holloways. Bless the Lord.
Amen. Amen. We just praise God today for the word. We want to encourage Evangelist Michelle Scott. Keep on keeping on with the word. She is full of the word every time she gets on.
Yes, she is.
And when I
hear that
it's one thing for us to say, okay, God, I'm going to do this for you. But
it's a
different thing to say, God, what would you have me to do for you
today? That's good.
Altogether. And I just thank God it's one thing to be obedient. Yes, obedience is better than sacrifice. We could have obeyed and obeyed, but when we come to God and say, God, I'm sold out, what would you have me to do? That is another thing. So I thank God for his word today. Be encouraged. I'm always excited about the word of God. Amen.
Amen. Amen, Mother Prophetess. Amen.
Amen. We give God praise, glory, and honor for the word today. We just thank God for our evangelist, Michelle Scott. We thank you for the word. God saw fit to send his word down to 42 generations that we might be reconciled back to him.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
He didn't want us to be lost. So now that we come to God, and we are reconciled back to him.
Yeah.
Now it's time for us to say, God, what would you have me to do?
Come on, let him use your Bible.
And when he gives it to you, then you've got to obey and do it. We ask God, what you want me to do? And then he tells us, and we decide, oh, that's too hard for me, so I'm not going to do that. Well, you better do it. If he told you to do it, then you do it. And he's going to make a way for you to do it. It's not that he tells you something to do it and he's going to open the door for you. He will open the door for you. If you need finances for the ministry, God is going to bless you. Bless him.
Yes, he
and
will.
He'll do it. Whatever you need, God's got it. As long as you obey God, he's going to bless you. So we thank God for the word today. We thank God for the souls that were saved today.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
The angels in heaven are rejoicing for the souls. So we give God praise today for this beautiful word. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Mother Prophetess Kathleen, and we call him Dad. A lot of us here at the ministry call him Dad. Thank you, Apostle Edwin Holloway, for those beautiful comments. Thank you, Jesus. Now, I'm going to ask my sister, Evangelist Kathy Horton, to come on back in the room and give her comments. You see, we're praising God up in here today. So come on, Sister Kathy. Come on, my beautiful sister. Put, bless the people of God, because I know you got something to say. I can feel it already. Come on.
God bless the message and God bless the messenger. As I was listening to the evangelist, this is what the Lord gave me. He said, trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not upon thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. Her word was, what have you done for the Lord lately? If you do these, if you seek the Lord and you trust him, he will direct your path. He will give you the way to go, all right? And you will be able to obey him and do his will in the name of Jesus. He also gave me this. The righteous man's footsteps are ordered by God.
Ordered by the Lord.
If you find yourself among the righteous, God should be ordering your footsteps. So therefore, as a sister was saying, you can do something for the Lord and stop begging. God bless you, saints.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, I'm going to ask Apostle Zeta to come on back in the room now, because although she did a beautiful job a moment ago, she still has a word in her belly that she's going to share. She has a nugget to share this morning. Come on in the room, Apostle Zeta, and share that nugget that you have for us this morning.
Amen. I just want to say to Evangelist Michelle Scott, God bless you. And that was a word from the Lord. It was really a blessing. Praise God. She came through. Hallelujah.
Yes, she did.
And she really ministered. Hallelujah. And I was thinking about her all week and keeping she and her family lifted up in prayer. But I know one thing, she has proven that no weapon has been formed against her prospered.
Hallelujah.
It did not prosper. She came forth this morning, hallelujah,
yes,
in a powerful way.
Did.
And I just want to say, God bless you, hallelujah, and the Lord really used you today. Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We're now going to see if Sister Gladys would like to have a word this morning. Amen. And to God
Amen.
Be the glory. We're going to ask that. Hallelujah. Sister Gladys, are you with us, dear?
I am with you.
Praise God.
My voice is pretty bad this morning, but I still give
That's
God
all right.
All the praise,
Let him use you.
All the honor, all the glory. I just thank God for this word on today. I thank God for Sister Michelle. Lord, for bringing forth this word, you know, what can I do more for Jesus? And I thought about it. You know, when you do works for Jesus, you're not as tired as when you do other works.
That's right.
Yesterday,
Amen.
Yesterday, I ran from sun up to sundown on yesterday, and I was yet. When I got my call this morning for church, I was wide awake. I was
Amen.
And I had been doing, and I was not tired in my body like I normally would.
All right.
Other things. So I just thank God for that. I thank God that greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. I can look to the hills where cometh my help and my strength. And it comes from above. I just thank God for all that he's doing, how he is opening my eyes, how I am able to see, how I can come with and be amongst people that are with my same mind-like sense.
Hallelujah.
and be around Christians and have a wonderful day opposed to being with those that are of the world. I just thank God that I was able to minister today and do more for people on yesterday than I was.
Yes, ma'am.
Just thank God for all the strength that he gives me.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. All right, last but not least, I'm going to have my wonderful brother, Minister Anthony, come on back in the room, precious.
Well, we've really given Father the praise this morning. It's been wonderful. And, yes, he doesn't know time as we know time. And so when the question was asked to begin, what has we done for him lately? Well, again, now is the time. Now is the time to give your life to the Father, give your life to the kingdom of heaven, give your life to God.
Yes.
Jesus did everything for us. He set the table for us. All we have to do is sit down and feast with him. It's not easy in this world. It's a challenge and it's tough, but it's better with him than it is without him. Because without him, we are worse than lost.
Nothing.
So right now, we are so thoroughly blessed to celebrate his greatness, to congregate as we're doing right now in spirit. We don't need a building to call ourselves a bunch of congregants. That's of the world. We do it in spirit because God is a spirit, and we come to him worshiping him in spirit and in truth. So We're his children. We praise him and thank him for this time together.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
I just want to say from the bottom of my heart, I have been thoroughly blessed today by the word of God, by all the servant leaders of God. I tell you, I have had a hallelujah good time. And I pray that you have had one as well. Now, we pray that you will go forth and use all the wonderful things that you have heard. We pray that you continue to acknowledge Christ in all that you do. And now to him who is able to do far more abundantly than all that we can think, we can ask or think according to the power at work within us, to him glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations forever and ever. Amen. You have been listening to the Spirit Alive Praise and Worship Experience, and I have been joined by my beautiful and anointed Spirit Alive family in the persons of Mother Mattie Scott, visiting from Good Shepherd, our speaker of the hour, Evangelist Michelle Scott, Apostle Zeta Flowers, hallelujah, our beautiful sister Gladys, the Holloways, Prophetess and Kathleen and Edwin Holloway, Evangelist Kathleen Horton, and our very own sister and minister, Tina Brown, and our beautiful, beautiful brother. I love this young man, Minister Anthony Brooks. Again, we pray that you continue to have a beautiful and blessed week, that you acknowledge Christ in all that you do, and that you be ye transformed. Now, you can go, you are dismissed, go in peace, and remember that God loves you, and so do we. God bless you. You all are very loved and appreciated here at the Spirit Alive Network. Continue to have a blessed and beautiful day, everybody. Bye. God bless you,
amen.
Everybody. I love you.
Everybody.
Amen.
You
were
God
awesome.
Bless you.
I love you all.
Have a blessed day.
God bless you all.
Love you all.
God bless you all.
Amen.
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 Bishop Scott.